Hey guys, welcome back to For the Kiddos episode 94. I'm your host Brett and I'm here with...
Oh,
there's a little bit of a delay there. I thought you were waiting for me to like call you my sweet little pie or something like that.
There is a delay because I'm away on holidays in Magnetic Island. Right now, I'm recording from the pool house in our accommodation.
Mate, oh, really? You can tell you're on holidays, mate. Yeah. You've got, like, the tropical artwork behind you, no shirt on, looking sunburnt.
Oh, piss off. For the listeners that are obviously used to the dulcet tones of my beautiful voice, two problems. I don't have a microphone with me on holidays, and I'm also quite sick. So I sound very nasally and just, yeah, sound pretty awful. But, yeah, first couple of days on holidays were really, you know, bedridden while everyone else was doing fun stuff, which is never nice. But luckily we're here for 7 days, so 7 days all up. So I'm starting to come good now.
Typical Joel thing to do, get sick on a holiday.
Yeah, that's all right. Everything's interesting. I think with my high energy levels, my parents and my whole family would prefer me a little bit sick. Sick is like, it's good. Like, he's not full turbo. What have you been doing over the weekend?
Watching Nationals, uploading Instagrams.
Yeah.
Not all of us on holidays.
Yeah, shout out. I feel like I can do this because you obviously doing it. You can't really thank yourself, but big thanks to obviously Riley, Brett, Elise, Fraser. That was a 4 FTK national team. I had a few messages from people saying, fuck, you guys are killing it from FTK. And I just said, I'm away on holidays. It's the rest of the team. So I've got nothing, had nothing to do with the success of that. But geez, you guys put, joint forces, and the amount of content coming out was so good. Photos, absolutely amazing. Thanks to Riley. Everything was just, so good. First time we've done something like that, which I think is cool, and I think it was a success. So we'll definitely be doing it in the future. I know we were talking about bringing the same team in and doing it for the first of the XCR Gels Park Relays.
And you'll again be away on holidays for that. It was so stressful though, because we were trying to get them up as quick as possible. And so, like, when the women's 1500 was on, and then so Riley sends through the photo straight away. I didn't watch the men's 1500 because I was doing it. And then I was just like, heard, I'm like, they say something. And I'm like, oh, fuck, the race is on. I'll open it up. It's 100 meters to go.
Yeah, it's hectic. Tell you what, I'll put my hand up and say, took me quite a, because obviously I usually do like the branding and design and stuff. And as I said, I'm on the holidays, and took me quite a time to realize why you'd done red, white, and blue. I just couldn't wait. I was looking at it and I just thought about it. I'm like, fuck, I think because I was sick, my mind was so foggy. And I'm like, Brett's chosen the red, white, and blue theme here. They're not quite the FTK colors, but that's okay. And then I'm like, oh my God, Paris, you fucking idiot. But hey, what were your two highlights?
Definitely like Rambo winning the 5K. It was such a good race. Like, you didn't know who was going to win with 100 to go. And like, I did not think Rambo, to be honest. Like, he was kind of at the back and then went for that inside run where it's always risky, like you don't always get through. And then also Claudia in the women's 800 was very impressive. What about yours?
Not what we called to be our most exciting races.
Nah.
I'm pretty sure we said, I think we said men. I definitely said, well, I said Claudia and 800. I said that.
Yeah. So, well, we did think that Claudia and Abby were going to be in the 1500 as well.
Yeah.
And then that kind of, the 1500 kind of like fell apart a little bit for the women. But the men's 1500 was good too. It was a good race from the last 100 that I saw.
I expect Adam. Yeah, for sure. It was really good. I didn't expect I know obviously Adam's a great runner, and now I think he's an even better runner. I just didn't sort of expect that. Cam Myers obviously posted. I like the athletes that quite humble. You know, Cam shared the FTK picture of Adam Spencer. Yeah. Like, you can see Cam in the background. It's like, I love that. You know, like, you I know you saw, like, when we put up
You go.
The 800?
Luke Boyce,
what you're gonna say?
And then Peter Ball liking it.
Yeah. It's great. It's good to see like these champions of the sport getting around each other. Yeah. But yeah, mine was definitely Claudia in the 800, and I was going to say Rambo in the 5. I just think it was so good to see after he's just simply not been racing that well, and I think lost a bit of confidence. I will swap it to Adam Spencer in the 1500 just because you know I like Adam. We trained with Adam a lot when he was in Melbourne, and I think people don't really realise, but like. How often would we spend time at Waverley training, you know, where Adam was still like in high, and we'd be laughing.
Yeah, I know.
Like he was just like not, you know, just not what, and then it's like, for me to say, if you were to say to me, hey, in 3 years, he's going to beat this in an open men's 1500, I'd say no chance. But it just goes to show the level of athlete he is. But I just wanted to say something on Rambo. I thought this was quite funny. So I sent him a message. Did you watch his interview? That they took of him post race.
No, I don't know if I did.
So they go. Oh, you out of the oven? And he goes, oh, look, I was in the oven the last couple of races I've done. Haven't performed really well. So just went up to Falls Creek, treated it, and he's doing this like straight off the cuff, like he speaks so well. And he goes, went up to Falls Creek, treated it a bit like a holiday. A bit like how Joel's treated running for the last 10 years or something like that. You just said that on the main fucking thing. He goes, just like Joel's training all the time.
The one that we uploaded?
Because he knows it's funny. FTK, so he's just taking the piss out of me. But I sent him a message and I just said, mate, so good to see you back at the top. I said on Live, Laugh, Love and Run with Jack that I was hoping you would have a huge run. And he just replied, he goes, thanks, Joel. I appreciate it. I did the FTK interview after, but when they first came straight up to me, I said with a dead straight face, nah, I don't do FTK interviews. And apparently like Elise and Fraser were like, oh, okay, sorry. And he's like, no, I'm kidding.
Did you see him? He reshared it today, but Athletics Australia put it up. Like when he crossed the line, like he just like screamed yes, and then he screams fuck yes. Like it's like, and I go, mate, that's so funny. You scream fuck yes, and he goes, yeah, it was directed at an 11-year-old girl too.
Typical Rambo. But yeah, hey, I just feel like. Yeah, I remember like watching nationals and stuff coverage, 6, 7, 8 years ago, and it was just like you're looking on Instagram AA trying to find something. There's like these low res phone sort of recordings of people coming across the line, and it's like now, just so much good content coming out of that weekend. It's so good for the sport. Another little shout out I really loved. Ollie Hoare color matching his hair to his on
yeah I know
to the on singlet.
I don't think it was on purpose.
And the pink. You don't reckon?
So well, from what the commentators were saying, that he tried to go silver, and it fucked up a bit and went blue. Unless it fucked up and then he made it blue or something.
Yeah, because it's not a normal blue. Like it's not like a real blue. Yeah. It's that. Like aquary, it would literally look like the on colours. I thought it was pretty sick. But I replied to his comment. I doubt he saw it because it was probably, replied to his post. But he obviously wore the pink lenses, the ones I wear the pink lenses in races, and he wore them in the heat. And then it's like, he got beat in the final because he didn't have the pink lenses on. He's wearing normal lenses. I said,
oh, really?
Should have kept him on. Yeah, he swapped. He swapped it out.
Damn.
Philly boy. So, such a great weekend. Moving on to a bit of FTK housekeeping. Also, did you notice Spiked Up? They shout out to the Spiked Up Rose, national champion.
And Sarah was fourth.
Great performance from her too. Yeah, really, really good. They made a joke that when they go to do their housekeeping and they called it housekeeping, and then I think Sarah said that, and then Rose was like, you can't call it housekeeping. The boys call theirs housekeeping.
So Sarah called it logistics or something like that.
Something like that, yeah. So we have, obviously had Spiked Up come out. We had Live, Laugh, Love and Run with me and Jack. We will have another episode coming out next week. Coming out this week of him and I just sort of recapping his race and before he heads off to China. We still want, you know, a lot more entries into Sydney Marathon for the Kudos team. So if you're racing in September, get those entries in. Our next Sydney Marathon Run Club is coming up first week of May. Also, the FTK merch from last year is on sale on our website. There is not much left, let me tell you that. I went to the post office last week and got rid of a lot of the last stuff. I would say it's mostly the women's size, like sort of the small, extra small stuff left. And yeah, that stuff, you know, with FTK, we'll never remake anything. So everyone loves those hoodies. There's a few left. Get them because we'll never make those again. What do you got for us, Brett?
We announced the Whoop winners as well on Patreon and the one on Instagram. So they've all been sent out. So hopefully everyone has their Whoops by now.
Yeah, that's the best thing about being an FTK friend of the show. Obviously, we have giveaways there. We did give one Whoop away on Instagram, as you said, but there were three to give away on Patreon. So the likelihood of winning prizes is always a lot better on Patreon, as well as all the extra bonus content. So exactly right. Hey, what have you been up to training-wise? I know we trained together early part of the week, but don't know what you got up to in the later part. So let's hear it.
Yeah. So Monday, I was in the heat chamber again. So just did an hour in the heat chamber. And it was, to be honest, this one for some reason was tough. I think maybe because I had the Sunday out of the heat chamber, and then when I went back in, I was just like, definitely found it a lot hotter. I think Avish put it up to 35 degrees as well, so it was a bit of a shock to the system, definitely sweating. So it was, an hour about 4:30s. Ran 8K that evening.
You're definitely sweating. So you're sweating in the heat chamber every week.
It's like sometimes though I just start sweating so much that the treadmill is like drenched and gets slippery, and it's like the last 15 minutes is like so hard because I'm just trying not to like slip. Because you like literally just like pouring sweat out. And then you and I went to the tan on Tuesday morning. Terrible morning out there, wasn't it?
I'm not really one to complain about weather anymore, so but you go for it.
You were just in your head going, you wanted to. You told me it was after you wanted to complain, and then you waited until after the session, then you're like, I wanted to complain, but I didn't, but now I am.
No, it wasn't so much about the weather. It was more the fact that I felt like I had a cold. But then it really hit me a few days later.
So we just did 8x K. Kind of running about 2:53s. Couple of slower ones. Just don't know what was happening. It just got kind of hard, a couple of them, didn't they? Coming back. Maybe just because of the surface a little bit was tough.
It was one of those things. I think I was having a good session. I felt like I was running really well. I was happy with my times, but it was fucking hard. Mm. And sometimes you just feel like, those sessions, you know, when you can be running really well, you sort of fly through it and they're not as hard. But you sort of said to me after, I was like, you're like, how'd you find that? How'd you go? And I was like, man, I found that so hard. Like towards the end, I was like fatiguing and I was slipping. And you were just like, yeah, it's the same. And I feel like we both felt better that, you know, each of us sort of had that same sort of struggle. But we're still running well.
Yeah. Don't go to struggle as long as you got someone else to struggle with. This ab thing definitely flared it up. In that session, like I was really sore after, and like went and had treatment in the afternoon, and I was like, it was like really painful. I couldn't do a sit up or anything. Ran 10K in the heat chamber that night and was pretty sore. And then like in bed that night, like every time I'd like move or roll over, like I was in a fair bit of pain. Went to Yarra Flats with Sinead on Wednesday morning. Ran 22K in 90 minutes. And then I had some more treatment on my hips and it definitely helped heaps with my ab. Like for some reason, it just like, don't know what we did, but it just like settled it right down quickly. So ran 10K that night. I was like, okay, good. Like this is definitely a lot better because I was a bit concerned that I'd like hurt myself. Yeah, in the
crazy how you can go from. Isn't it crazy how you can go from like, you know, rolling around in bed one night feeling like, fuck, I'm in trouble here.
Yeah.
To, you know, the next day getting a big sort of, you know, midweek long run done into treatment and then the following day feeling fine.
Yeah.
Well, not, I'm sure you weren't 100%.
Not fine, but yeah, but it's, the pain definitely went away. I was still heaps restricted, but, I think like just everything, when it gets a bit sore, like everything just like turns on and like braces, and then that just makes me like real stiff and sore. So maybe the treatment kind of like gets the body to release a little bit, and then I feel a bit better. But had Thursday night off. I wanted to try to see if I get on top of it, and then went out to the boulevard on Friday morning. Pretty lonely this week because you went there. Sinead didn't train Friday. She trained Thursday instead. Charlotte wasn't there. Carlos wasn't there on the bike. So it was just me. And it was
just you solo.
Me solo. But it wasn't a great – I didn't have a great day. I was kind of running, ran 3:05s, but just never really felt like I could get going. Just didn't really feel like I had any power in my legs. Wasn't as nice as it had been out there. I just did 10K. I was kind of just like forcing it. And I was just like, I think I'll just call it a 10K today. Ran 10K in the heat chamber that evening.
What'd you run? 30, 50, 10Ks, I think.
Yeah. 10K that evening in the heat chamber. And then I actually had a scan on this app on Saturday morning. So I've had the MRI booked in for a few weeks. We got it on Saturday morning. So I haven't got the exact results, but I know there's no bone stuff going on in my pelvis, which is like, I don't know, the biggest concern.
Awesome.
But I didn't think there would be because like I've had it before and that was, it was a different pain. So,
some sort of OP, like sort of OP related.
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. I haven't got the exact result, but yeah, it kind of is, I think. And I always will have those problems, but it's about managing it. After the scan, I ran an hour just around Richmond, 9K that evening. Didn't start till 5:59 because I was watching Nationals. So most of the run was in the dark. And then ran 30K with Sinead on Sunday morning. And we just kind of went up along the boulevard and then out the Darabin Creek Trail and back. It was good. 177K.
Yeah, nice. Hey, with your heat train, like let's look at your training when you're in like a, you know, big block of mileage, say sitting at like 170, 180K with just two sessions a week. Compare that to what you do, where you're doing all the normal doubles outside. What's your overall fatigue level and how are you feeling like day to day? Take away the pain in the pelvis day to day compared to, you know, when you're in the heat chamber. Like, do you find that like the days after, you know, accumulative fatigue in the heat chamber is adding to like overall fatigue? Like, you know, you said you sort of felt shit on Friday doing that session. The conditions weren't as good, but you just felt like tired. To me, when I hear Brett Robinson in fit, and I know you're fit right now. Yeah. So that's no problem. But I feel like you don't maybe have the fatigue in certain things. And I'm like, I wonder, is it that heat chamber, you know, just doing how many K, 40 Ks a week or something? Because it's not just, you know, you're not just going your 7 or 8, 7, maybe 8K Arvo run. You're doing 10K.
Yeah. And it's also like, because I run a little bit slower, but it means I run for 45 minutes instead of running like 30 or 35.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's probably something to do while I'm not feeling that good. Like I probably am just a little bit tired from the heat chamber. I was kind of glad that Friday was my last day and I could get out of it. Like I feel like you're just always a bit behind in recovery when you're in the heat chamber a little bit. So it's just, everything's just a little bit harder. So I was just kind of looking forward to getting out of it and then kind of can recover again. But that's part of it being the block too. Like you do get good fitness from it. So it's like you do need to be like get a little bit tired from it, but then you need to recover from it.
Sure. And are you eating a lot more and trying to get the fuel in compared to like when you're at falls and fell in that sort of slump? Are you trying to do, you know, making sure that you're not falling back into those bad habits?
I definitely am. Like, I'm definitely more conscious of trying to eat more and be on top of it. And one thing with the heat chamber, like, I was just trying to, like, get hydrated all the time. And I would be – but all it meant was, like, I'd be, like, drinking heaps of water before I'd go in. And then, like, I'd be on the treadmill. And I was like, I need to pee so bad. And, like, I'm, like, pretty much getting off the treadmill and, like, then running to the toilet because I'm, like – I'm just like so full of liquid.
Can't you just piss on the treadmill? If it's already slippery enough, surely.
And it's probably just like straight water coming out of me too. How was your week?
My week was good. Started off the week with that shorter run on a Monday, just because I'm sort of keeping my Ks at about 100 with the day off, so I sort of don't need to run longer. Unfortunately, when I come back from – no, it's actually fortunately I do want to step things up, but when I come back from holidays, I've sort of set – you know, I wanted to do that massive block at just 100K week in, week out, and then come up here. And I did want to deload a bit up here and just sort of like just – I was pretty much going to have like a week of just like, you know, running when I want and, you know, get a long run in, maybe do a tempo run and just sort of reset my body and then have like a big winter, get back in some doubles and get the Ks up to like a 120. I feel like that my – I get a problem – you know, my problems happen when I try and build each week, right? Yeah. But it's like I've done – I don't know how many months now at 100 Ks. So I'm definitely, and I'm not injured, nothing sort of causing problems. So I'm looking forward to getting back and getting into sort of, you know, longer Ks. But that said, I started off my week with 9K jog on Monday. Tuesday went to the TAM with you. Started out sort of with you, like, you know, pretty much finishing just behind you on the first couple of reps. I think we were like, you know, 253, 254, whatever like that. And then I was just like, this is just a little bit quicker than I want to be going. You know, for me to finish to do all eight with you, I'd be definitely redlining. So I sort of backed it off a little bit and would, you know, you said you're what, 255 average?
Yeah.
I reckon 256 average for the 8x K, which is really good for me, especially in conditions like that. I know, like, back if I look at how I would train last year or the year before like that, I'd have like a week where I'd be like 251 or 252 average, and then like the next week I'd be like I'd run 310 in my last one because I'm blowing up. Like, it was just inconsistent. Mm. Whereas like for me to just rock up, just lay down like a good session, 256 average at the 10, I was happy with that. Then Wednesday, Wednesday I ran in the morning, I did an hour, and then, you know, we had a lunch meeting and then went straight to the gym after that. And, you know, got back in doing the, I love the leg press, because when I was away in New Zealand, they didn't have the leg press there. And I feel like, I don't know if it's doing as much for my running as some of the other exercises, but because it's just the most weight, I just love it. You know, I'm like,
how much weight is it?
I think I'm Ronnie Coleman. 220, I do, yeah.
Is that good? Is it?
No, it's not 220 kilos.
Depends on the machine.
You're right. No, this is the steep, you know, the steep machine. So it's like the weight pretty much above you.
Yeah,
you're pushing up. You're laying on your back.
Yeah.
And I do like three sets of eight. I think I'm at like 90 now.
Yeah,
something like that. So it's nothing crazy, but just getting there. And I'm not going near max or anything like that. I'm just like putting good weight through. So I was obviously, my usual thing is then Thursday is another like hour run, and I go to yoga Thursday night. But I was leaving to Magnetic Island on Thursday night, so I thought I want to get, like, the only thing that is troubling my running at the moment is this magical car thing that no one has any idea about. I've had so many different supportive messages from people saying it's, you know, sciatica, make sure you loosen your hips. I've had people saying it's more strength. I've been doing that. And, you know, all that sort of stuff obviously helps your running anyway. So I'm doing it regardless, but it's not getting better. So I rang Paul, the magician, Paul McKinnon, the balance runner. And I just sort of asked him a few questions, and he thought that over the phone, he's like, look, I want to see your threshold. But he said, over the phone, it sounds like you are tensing your left foot when you're in the recovery motion. So when I notice this, when I run next to you, do you notice how quiet I am when I'm thresholding compared to you?
But I hit the ground really, I slap the ground hard.
You slap the ground really hard. And I think that comes from having a sort of relaxed foot, and then you just like go bang into the ground. Yeah. Whereas if my foot's really stiff, it's more like I don't know, I can't really explain it, but it's sort of like a pitter-patter on the ground and then just keep sort of moving forward. I don't know, that's sort of what it feels like. But I noticed I wasn't doing it on my right foot. I was doing it just on my left. So I thought that was going to be the case. And Paul said, hey, I said to Paul, I go, you know, I don't want to miss a threshold. I knew that I wouldn't be able to come up here and do a threshold on day one in Magnetic Island, not knowing the place, it's hilly. I was like, I'm just going to bring the threshold a day earlier. So I met Paul at the Boulevard on that Thursday morning. And the plan was for me to just do my threshold and do it to fatigue, like to the point where that, you know, that thing goes. And it's always around the 20-minute mark. So we'd had this conversation about having a stiff foot, and Paul sort of saw it and goes, yeah, just relax the foot. He goes, yeah, perfect. And he goes, just do a stride for me. And I did a stride, and he sort of just goes, see that he saw like something big, but he didn't want to like make a lot of changes. He just wanted to make sure that that was going to be causing it. So all he said to me is like, Joel, imagine in your left leg when you're in the drive phase, imagine I've got like a needle and I'm shoving it into your hamstring and you're going like, ow. So you like want to lift your, you want to move your, activate the drive phase earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? So it's like he's behind me, and like as my leg goes back, he's like got a stick and he's like, hit me in the hamstring. So then it goes forward again.
Yeah.
Because what was happening is my right leg is fine. It's just like it's, you know, strike and then it would like drive forward, strike, recover, drive forward. My left was lagging behind, was like going behind, way behind my body. So my hamstrings are kicking out way behind me. So then in the recovery phase, it's got to move further to then strike again. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of.
Sort of hard to explain. So to stop that, right, instead of me like lagging way behind, it's like think you have to just activate that the drive phase of that left leg earlier, so it doesn't allow that hand the foot to go way behind. So I was doing it, I was running, and I wanted to go slower because I felt like I had this sickness was coming on, and I'm like I just want to sort of back off a bit and just see what we can do with the technique. And Paul just put up a video today actually of me running, and I was doing it, and I felt sort of weird. Obviously, any new technique change feels weird. But I was running like 3:10s, and then I was like, you know, feeling like I had a bit of a cold. And he's like, doing really well, Joel, doing really well. And then he goes, just remember the hammy, just like remember where it's coming back. So I would try to activate it again. And I was sort of fatiguing with that new technique. It was sort of, it's hard to explain. And I'm sure Paul will send me a text message after I've explained this terribly, and he'll say, Joel, just read out these dot points next week. But I was not looking at pace, and then like the whole way back I looked and I'm running 3:03s.
Okay.
And I was like, I said to him, I go, what the fuck? And he goes, yeah, you're moving really well. This is really good. Like you just look like, and I'm like, same effort. And it was just like, I was running quick and I was like, fucking hell. And I kept trying to slow myself down, and then he'd go, oh no, bring the knee up. And then I'd just be faster again. And then it got again to about like the 17, 18 minute mark, and I could no longer do the technique change that he was requiring. And as a result, the calf wobble happened. It started happening, and I go, can you see it? And he goes, yeah, your foot can't land properly. And I said, yes, that's what it is. So we ended up stopping at 20 minutes because it was getting bad. So I stopped at 20 minutes. I was like, I don't know, 3:05 or whatever for the 20 minutes. And I said to him, Like, is it a nerve thing? Is it what? And he goes, no. What's happening is your foot is lagging so far behind your body on the left side, is that it doesn't have enough time to then move forward and strike the ground. So as it's going like forward in with the timing of it, it sort of gets near the ground and it's like doesn't have enough time to strike, so it's fucking wobbling all over the place to just quickly get onto the ground. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it's the hardest thing to describe, but it's like. He's like, it's not a nerve thing. It's that's why you didn't feel pins and needles. It's not a a strength thing. It's just simply a technique thing.
Yeah,
so thing. He said that my whole body was twisted as well. So now what I need to work on for the next few weeks is pretty much my left arm swing needs to come up way more. It, to be honest, it feels like now when I run, I'm like driving my left arm way further. And it looks like I'm running towards my right-hand side, if that makes sense. Because my body, I'm trying to counteract the twist. And because if I counteract the twist, then that means that left leg doesn't drag behind.
But then when you look at a video, it'll look straight. It's not going to look like you're fucking throwing punches.
Exactly. And that's exactly what you've had similar things. And I think like a lot of people have seen the balance runner and you know, got technique changes and it does just feel so fucked up. But I did say to him, I said, how did this come about? Because 2 years ago, it was not an issue. You know, when I was ran those couple of track PBs, my technique was perfect. And he goes, these things just sometimes develop. Like you come back from an injury, something's tight and it just sort of develops. But yeah, it's really good to know that I know what I need to work on. Just keep doing that. And then this calf thing should just fuck off. So, and it really makes sense. Cause I said to him, I said, how come it used to happen in the last like A of every single race I've ever done in my life? Right? Mm. Like every track race, it always happens. And he goes, because you go into that, like, you're no longer relaxed and you go into that like fighting, sprinting fight and your left leg just lags behind and then it just takes longer to strike and something like that.
It was funny because when I saw you when I saw you on the Wednesday and you were telling me you were seeing the balance run and you were so excited to see him because he said, I think I can help. And you were just like, yeah, but it sounds like it definitely is making a difference.
Silly man, like it was it sounds like silly, but I was like excited because this thing has just been. I feel like I'm really fit now without like getting ahead of myself. I feel like I've laid down enough foundation weeks of think about where I was at Falls Creek. Like that was only 2 months ago, right? And I was thresholding like 325s.
Yeah.
And now I'm sort of thresholding 20 seconds a K quicker at the exact same heart rate. So I'm fit, but it's all for nothing if I go to a half marathon race or a 10K race and this calf thing is like fucking me up. So that's why I was excited to get on top of that. But as one thing Yoshi said, because I was explaining, because Yoshi even agreed, Yoshi goes, I think you need to see Paul because to me it's not a body problem. It's not a strength problem because if it was, it would appear in other aspects of your training, like whether you're like doing gym, things would like be weaker on one side or
you think or even like a long run or something.
Yeah. Right. I can run 2 hours and it doesn't happen. And it's because my body is not in that movement. But Yoshi said, Joel, don't, because he saw me, typical like an excited kid, and I was like, Yoshi, I'm going to see Paul tomorrow. It's going to be fixed. And Yoshi's like, look, Joel, no technique things happen overnight. You're going to have to work on it. And so I said to Paul, I said, give me 2 weeks, and if you can't fix it, I'll just quit. Fuck that. I'm not spending any more time on it.
Yeah. No, exciting.
Then rest of the week, Matt. It is. Yeah, thank you. Rest of the week was absolutely shit house. Came up to Magnetic Island on the Friday, I got there Thursday night. The plane was so rough. You know, if you've been sick on a plane, like my sinuses were just killing me.
Oh,
Did you say no? Yeah.
I thought you were like saying like motion sickness, and I was like, fucking hell, mate. No, okay. I know. Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to use those paper bags in the front, man? Yeah. Oh, it was just so bad up there.
Yeah, I thought it was a bit of turbulence, and you're like, because we said it was so rough, and I was like, oh, mate, hold on. I love it. I love a bit of turbulence.
Yeah, I know. Whenever you get turbulence, I remember you used to like be like, we hit turbulence. Is that LMFAO or something?
Maybe, I don't know.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Go on, answer it, mate. I was just, my sinuses were killing me and like my ears popping, and I was like, I just know I'm sick. So Friday, I was like, again, just another day of like denying that I'm sick. Went out for a jog and I like did 30 minutes and I was just like, no, I'm fucked. So I didn't do any training over Saturday and Sunday. I've just chilled, and I'm gonna go for a light jog this arvo, and then hopefully get back into. It was just like it whacked me for a couple of days, but yeah, feeling good now. Have you had athletes sick? Your pulse guys?
I've had a couple.
So I've had a bunch recently.
Really?
Yeah, I had a bunch recently get sick. So yeah,
had a couple, but they're both in London.
Yeah, true. I had this funny observation that I thought the other day. Have you noticed, like, when you're in Melbourne, right, and if you get sick and you tell someone you're sick, no matter what time of year it is, no matter what kind of sickness, someone will say, yeah, there's a bit of that going around at the moment.
Yeah, of course. It's just like the automatic response.
365 days a year, it's just like, oh, yeah, something going around at the moment. What's your Instagram segment?
Oh, put me on the spot.
Don't have one.
Maybe
I know.
Mine's Rambo saying, fuck yes.
You sure? You sure it's that?
Why?
Sure it's not a photo that
Oh, you on the beach?
Yeah.
Go on. You look like
I'm feeding it to you, mate.
I hope everyone saw that. Man, I can't believe Chelsea posted that. Like, I thought she would kind of take it and then like, oh no, maybe I'll take another one.
Like when I posted, there was some sort of photo. I saw, or said it to you. I'm like, oh, I'm at the beach yesterday, just trying to get some sun because I've been in the apartment for so long, or the house for so long. And you said, oh, and I said, oh, it's a bit windy or something. And you go, well, I hope you got gel in your hair or a hat on. Hey, we should put up a poll of that photo of me at the beach with the Men in Black characters. That would be fucking funny.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy. I'll put that up on FDK. That'll be hilarious. Hey, mine, I've realized because I missed the recording with you and Grego last week. Obviously, also, shout out to Grego for filling in. Did such a good job. Heaps of people loved it. We've got to think of a way to get Grego involved in the podcast more, I reckon.
Yeah, definitely. He's keen for it, but he just doesn't know in what capacity. But we'll work it out. Also, when I did the Instagram thing with him, you know, I thought it'd be a little funny joke. You know, I bring up him and Archer, and he full just went proud dad mode. He's just like, you know, a few years ago, things just changed, and I'm just so happy to see him happy. And I was like, fuck, I'm just trying to make a little joke.
So like, fuck, Joel would be doing something way worse than that. No, people love the dynamic between you two because I think it's a bit me and you. Obviously, you know, let's not lie, we have pretty good chemistry, if you'd say. But it's very, very different. Whereas you and Grego, you know, you sort of looked up to him. And I know when I used to do triathlon, you looked up to me too, so it's a little bit similar. But no, it's all jokes aside. Yeah, you guys like had a really good chemistry. It's almost like you at the the older sort of side of the sport now, but you both came up together as as juniors and both really, really fast as young athletes. And yeah, it was a really good episode. I think it's the only FDK episode I've ever listened to because obviously I'm in all the other ones.
Yeah, you listened to it quickly too. You hacked our Patreon. I hope you paid for that to have a listen.
Hey, I've been trying to get my, coming up with all these sort of random side stories to buy myself time to find out the name of this guy because I feel really, really bad. And I'm going to apologize once because I know his name, but you know when you're mental blank and I can't pause the podcast and go find his name. So too bad, too sad, but maybe he won't want his name mentioned. But when I was on the run with that on run in Auckland, and I was chatting to Michael Dawson, the mayor of Auckland, as they call him, or, you know, great photographer, and we're having a laugh. And in the group of the guys I was running with, I was sort of mentioning stuff, and I couldn't tell if the guys in the group knew what the podcast was. It's healthy to assume that they don't, right? But then someone mentioned things we've seen on Instagram, and, you know, a bunch of them laughed and stuff. So they're now sort of trying to come up with contributions for me. And one of the blokes, I think it was Mike, so I just went through my messages then to try and find it that Michael sent it to me, but I don't know who sent it to me because I can't seem to find it unless he texted it to me. I don't know. But one of the blokes, and you know his name, and I just can't remember it, but one of the guys, the New Zealand, the Kiwi boys on the world cross country team, they filmed him pissed as dancing at the after party, and that's my Instagram segment. So I'm going to have to post it on the story because they filmed it and they sent it to him, and he's got like red wine on his shirt and he's doing this big dance, and I promised all the Kiwi boys that I'd blast him on the podcast. So they all said, you have to do it, and they sent it to me, so I can't find it right now, but we'll make sure we post it.
Poor bloke. Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe we need to start posting these Instagram stories again, I reckon.
Well, maybe we don't need to post your one this week, but we'll start posting mine.
No, we're doing a poll for yours.
All right, mate. Well, I will see you back at the tan next Tuesday, right?
Yep. See you there.
Surely we're there at the tan. Awesome. Thanks for chatting, mate. Have a good one.
See ya.